House Bill 1196 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1196, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Bogalka.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, before us here we have House Bill 1196. This is a very good bill. I've been told that by every single school board member, parent, teacher, and administrator that has contacted me on this. This is permissive legislation. Passed the House Education Committee 12-3. It allows, if a school board so chooses, that textbooks and instructional software be paid out of the capital outlay fund. As is in the law now, such objects must be paid out of the general fund. I have heard a couple possible drawbacks to this. One of them is that some school districts may increase the mill levy on capital outlay. Certainly this is possible, but some school districts already are taxing the maximum capital outlay, and there is a limit on it by law, and those school districts that are not aren't going to be doing anything different or taxing any more than their neighboring school districts. And again, I remind you, this is strictly permissive up to the school district. The other question is, do we want to open the door? Well, what's next? Well, right above the line, the only change in this whole law is the very last line. It says a capital outlay fund may be used to purchase textbooks and instructional software. Right above that is another exception where if you contract your transportation, you may take some of that out of here too. But who opens the door? We do. We're the legislature. If we want to open the door farther next year, we can. If we want to stop it right here, that's up to us. If somewhere down the line we want to close the door, that's up to us. Basically, what this is somewhat of a reward for those school districts that do have a low general fund balance. We've heard some complaints in the past about some of these schools have such a huge reserve. Some of these schools were transferring money back and forth, and we outlawed that, and that's fine. This really doesn't affect that, because this is to the benefit of those school districts that don't have a big general fund reserve. Those school districts that probably are paying higher teacher salaries and using the general fund for its intended purpose. So it's not about transferring funds, and it doesn't cost the state one dime. This is absolutely revenue neutral. So I urge your consideration and passage of House Bill 1196. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1196? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1196. Those in favor will vote aye. Those nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1196.
And I have. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Representative Glenski. Representative Glenski. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 9.
House Bill 1196, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.